The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Popular music podcast Song Exploder is to remove many of its shows because of music licensing costs. Creator Hrishikesh Hirway posted on Twitter, "I've always hoped they'd all be available forever, but the reality of music licensing makes that impossible." In a plot twist though, since we reached out for comment, those posts have been removed. We hope that a music and podcast service with a full licensing deal might have reached out. In the US, Google Podcasts now comes with a personalized news feature in the Explore tab in the app. Google says that the feature has been in Google Assistant for almost a year. Much like NPR One, it plays a mix of individual news stories based on your interests, location, user history, and preferences. Wildcast, a new platform for podcast networking and productivity, has launched. The service helps find guests and schedule ad trades and is free in their startup period. Spotify-owned Parcast is unionizing, reports The Verge. Spotify has voluntarily recognized Gimlet and is negotiating with the Ringers Union. Podcast host Castos now offers private podcasts for employees, members, or family. The company has also added a way to invite individual listeners by email and integration with the WordPress plugin MemberSpace. AudioBurst has released Creators Premium, describing it as a comprehensive audio marketing management platform dedicated to help podcasts and radio shows grow their audiences. It produces transcripts, social video clips, and audio search. Podcast host Omni Studio published a privacy policy for listeners in May, joining Acast, Buzzsprout, and Captivate, we've discovered. No other podcast host has clear privacy policies to explain to listeners what happens to their identifying data when they listen. Writing personally, our editor, that's me, called for these in December 2019. If privacy is important to some podcast hosts as they claim, we look forward to seeing their privacy policy for listeners as well. And thank you to Benjamin Mass for becoming our latest personal supporter. Personal support from people like you allowed us to kick the SSL certificate generator that failed on us the other day. Anyway, you can support us too at podnews.net/support. In podcast news, how did Jordan Harbinger get into podcasting? In the latest episode of Oxford Road Presents, Divided States of Media, we learn how he got into podcasting, plus his thoughts on self-censorship and defending yourself against misinformation. You should listen to it, or, exclusive to Pod News, you can read the transcripts too. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Owen Grover, formerly of Pocket Casts and iHeartRadio, appears as a guest on Kinsider. You can find out what he's doing now and what he thinks of Joe Budden, indie podcasters, Apple Media, and more. True crime podcast Where the Bodies Are Buried may have uncovered a crime scene in Peru in Illinois, according to local reports. And former US presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is to launch a podcast, says the Washington Post. The show, called The Deciding Decade, is with iHeartRadio. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.